Ellen Markey talked about the choice she made between iOS and Android. And at the time, Windows 8 wasn't available, I think, when you were looking at your tablets. And so you talked about the benefits and maybe advantages of one over another. And you said there wasn't much between iOS and Android at the time, but what was it about Android that's made you go for that? What do you think that brings to you and to your learners and to your school that maybe iOS and Windows 8 might not, or how much of a muchness is that?
I think really the decision we came to was that Android, the main factor that Android offered for us was that it was a much more open platform. It would allow us, for example, to move data about around the devices as we wanted to do. All of the devices that we purchased came with a USB slot, for example, mm-hmm. which meant that we could consider any pupil's data, move it using a USB stick and transfer it to wherever we wanted to go. So that, I suppose, was one of the factors, and the idea that we could really manipulate these devices kind of a little bit more flexibly. And I was slightly worried about the having, you know, used Apple devices myself, the kind of lock in that they work with in terms of iTunes. So it was, but I have to be honest, you know, it was a fairly thin line at that mm-hmm. point. I'm an Android user personally, and that probably just about swayed my preference. Also, you know, the devices were slightly cheaper when you mm-hmm. go down the Android road. At the time when we had the discussion and when we were thinking about this, I was very clear that the difference between the two really was quite minimal. And I felt then and feel now that unlike the kind of Mac versus PC debate that's kind of reigned through our schools over the last 15 years, and once you've gone down a particular line, you kind of stick with that line forever, I think that year on year, you have to be flexible with your mm-hmm. operating system. If, as we did, decided to go down Android in year one, if we felt in year two that iOS had some kind of edge over Android that would benefit us, I would have no qualms at all about flipping and going with iOS. Or if somebody now told me that iOS was the only option that we could go with, I don't think that would be a real concern for me. The Android versus iOS debate, I think at the time when we rolled these out, there was still some difference between Android and iOS in terms of, you know, iOS was still a slightly preferential platform. It had a lot more functionality, was a little bit slicker, I think would be fair mm-hmm. to say. I think in the last year, the difference between the two platforms has closed significantly. Mm-hmm. And I think Android is starting to offer more and more benefits. But again, it's not an area that I think an argument should be long and hard about. I think you have to decide on which platform and which device mm-hmm. best meets your needs. The other concern I suppose we did have at the beginning was the fact that there were then, and still are to a certain extent now, a much greater range of apps available mm-hmm. on the iOS mm-hmm. store or the Apple store as opposed to the Google Play market. Yeah. Again, I think that gap has closed. I think most developers are now looking to develop on a dual platform basis. So these things don't really concern me too much. But I do think, you know, on my analysis, knowing both platforms, the great thing about both of these platforms is they are so flexible, they're so easy to use. It's so easy to install mm-hmm. An app and be up and running with it without any technical issues or concerns.